What you missed on Weekend Mornings with Jason Dacey.
Time to talk careers here on Money FM 89.3 with me, Jason Dacey. Would like to introduce career coach, former CFO and head of strategy at Walt Disney Southeast Asia, Raju Venkataraman. Welcome to Money FM.
Good morning, Jason, and a very good Saturday morning to you.
Yes, fantastic.
And to the listeners tuning in.
Yes, fantastic to have you here. And we're going to talk today about something that really seems appropriate to me, portfolio career. Is it the career of the future? This is a great topic. Just give us an overview about what this means.
No, portfolio career is about multiple part-time roles with different organizations. It's a sort of replacing a single salaried job with a combination of self-directed activities, some for pay, some might be pro bono, some might be to exploit one's competencies, some might be to fulfill your passions, and some could be about learning new ones.
That sounds like a really great mix of things. And you've actually got five different points that we're going to discuss here as we talk about the portfolio career. Is it the career of the future? First thing, new tech platforms enable remote working and more collaboration. So technology has made this possible, hasn't it, Raju?
Absolutely. Technology has enabled it. See, freelance working is not new. But what the rapid innovations in what one calls cloud-based platforms, collaboration tools, improvement in network connectivity. Think about how easy it is to get wireless access and good wireless access in many parts of the world, and video conferencing.
So physical location doesn't matter as much as it used to.
Correct. So these have made remote gigs much easier.
Mm.
For instance, just this past week, sitting in Singapore, I offered career coaching to a mining leader based in Jakarta.
Right.
And very seamlessly.
And it didn't feel like you were, so many thousands of kilometers away, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is only set to intensify as technology improves more. And this will support sort of agile, responsive, and cross-geography collaborative work models.
Yeah, indeed.
And some people have actually called it the emergence of the human cloud.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it. Okay, second point you've got. Many millennials crave independence from the start. It wasn't like the old days, Raju, when you and I were coming up through the ranks. The millennials have a different perspective.
They do. And I have a lot of friends in millennials. And my own daughter, growing up to be, she's a millennial. And as you know, millennials are set to become the largest demographic all over in the workforce, all over the world. And they value the autonomy, the flexibility, and the variety in their work so much. Of course, there are some corporate startups that are beginning to offer those environments, but if not, these folks are willing to trade security for independence.
Mm, so it's independence has got quite a big value, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And a well-managed portfolio career offers that.
All right. Third point you've got, many experienced corporate folks are considering this. And we're talking not just millennials, but experienced corporate folks. So the mindset's changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got it right. And broadly, you could think of three distinct reasons, Jason. The first category are people who have achieved a fair bit and are now starting to reevaluate what comes next. Do they want to, do they want to continue climbing the corporate ladder, or do they want to do something else? And the motivations could be to have some more time for their passion, could be to reinvent themselves, and build a new career that's closer to their heart. And usually, Jason, these people have gotten to a certain level of financial security.
Yeah, again, I was going to throw that in there because, you know, at the age of 45 and above, we're at the maximum earning potential.
That's right.
So this is the time where we can fill our bank accounts.
Absolutely.
But there's a balance, isn't there, between independence and chasing your passion?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's something one has to draw based on individual circumstances.
Mm.
And as a career coach, I offer guidance to people. Now, there are two other reasons why experienced folks may turn to a portfolio career. Very quickly, if I can cover those. Now, the second category is folks who may have stagnated in their corporate roles, and they may have tolerated in the name of financial security.
Yes.
But when they find that this has really gotten to them, and they now pick up the guts to leave the corporate role and go in for a corporate career and portfolio career.
Mm.
And the third one is, unfortunately, it is happening fairly often these days that people are laid off and they find it tough to hop back into a job. the higher up the hierarchy and the older you get, Jason, you know, the harder it is to find a job that is similar in level and pay.
Mm.
Especially if your skills are those that can be replaced or outsourced to younger, cheaper workers.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. We're talking with executive coach and career coach Raju Venkataraman about the portfolio career option. All right, another point that you've made comes as the side gigs are symbolic of the new economic reality. And that you kind of touched on that, but talk more.
Yeah, see, a portfolio career for some folks is not by choice. It is something they are forced to do to earn extra money and make ends meet. And this is not true. Even as we grew up, we know of people who used to have side hustles.
Yes.
Or evening jobs.
Right? Yeah, freelancing or moonlighting, right?
What is staggering is the increase in number of people that are taking that course these days. That's the new economic reality.
Mm.
And
yeah, we talk about the old days, don't we, where someone might have had a milk run at night or something, or, you know, some extra thing, you know, tuition on
or
the side.
Or a newspaper delivery early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. But so this was a different era. That was the analog era. This is the high-tech era. But you're talking about a different thing here, but a lot of parallels.
And Jason, there have been major changes that have been happening in the job market in recent years.
Yeah, that's
and
your
many
fifth point,
people
isn't
don't
it?
Even recognize that's happening.
Yeah, so key changes in recent years in the job market, that's your fifth point here. So what are some of the changes that we've seen in the last decade or so?
And I'd like to mention five. I know you love five.
Yeah, that's my magic number, yes.
So you'd recall the GFC of 2008,
yes.
Right, that afflicted US in particular and Western nations a little more. So housing markets collapsed, unemployment was in double digits, and people who were looking for work just gave up and took whatever they could get. So side hustles became full hustles, and then people started to see the value in freelancing. Today, that gig economy is growing, not just in US, but in Europe and even here in Asia.
Mm.
You know, and as a result, what's happening is many people find that the gig lifestyle more preferable to a traditional career path. So that's one.
Yeah.
The second one, the concept of lifetime employment. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. I remember when I started in the newspaper in Sydney, you know, back in 1980, and I thought I might be there for the rest of my life. That was a reality back then, wasn't it? But forget that now.
That's rapidly evaporating. And even in countries like Japan, where it used to be sacrosanct.
Yeah, of course. That was the great place to work. You'd have a job for life.
Yeah. But another way to characterize it, some people may not like me saying this, companies these days are less loyal than ever before to their employees and are more ruthless in deciding to axe staff.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true.
It's true, again. But then look at it from the other side of the table. Third one, companies too have their own problems.
Mm. Different problems.
Yeah. Life cycle of companies is shortening.
Yes.
In many industries, new tech and startups are displacing established companies.
Mm.
The latest one, Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Kodak, Blockbuster. Haven't you seen the likes?
Yeah.
Borders.
Yeah.
Where is it today?
Yeah, it was so big 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I used to love going to Borders and just browsing through books, drinking coffee and getting CDs. But it's all changed, right?
Yeah. So life cycle of companies are shortening, right?
Mm.
Companies are just evaporating like that.
Mm. Mm. I mean, is there a right time to go for this portfolio career? Is there when do you know that it's time to do it?
I think it's a function of three things. One, your finances, your motivation, and the suitability of your skill sets, existing skill sets, or your willingness to acquire new ones that are relevant.
Mm. You were talking about mindset before off air, and you were saying that if you don't have the right mindset, it's not going to work, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to talk about three things there.
Mm.
One is your willingness to stretch yourself outside the comfort zone. It's important to realize while there is no growth in the comfort zone, there is no comfort in the growth zone.
There's no comfort in the growth zone. I like that. But I can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And the second one, a willingness to learn, unlearn, and relearn.
Yeah, very true, very true. Because a lot of the things that, say, I've learned in media have changed. You know, the technology's changed, the way things are done has changed. So you've got to unlearn some of the things that you have, some of the good habits that have become bad habits, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And staying intellectually curious, not just about things in your field, but beyond your sphere of work.
Right, right. So you're kind of stretching your mind, you're learning about the world, you're following news. I think that's important to follow the latest
Absolutely.
News.
Absolutely. Yeah. And last but not the least is networking.
Right.
If you're in an organization, I call that organization savvy. Mm-hmm. But outside your organization also, you need to proactively network, not just when you need help.
Right.
And networking is not just about seeking help. It is first about helping.
Right. So it's a two-way street, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So networking, I guess you can get in touch with people that may be able to help you take this next step when it comes to creating a portfolio career.
And then, you know, and the two other changes that have been happening in the job market. One is the drastic reduction in the cost of cross-border outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs can go out offshore just like that.
Yep.
You know that.
We see it everywhere, don't we?
And the last one, with the fast-changing technological scene and change in business models, shelf life for skills is becoming shorter. Your skills can become irrelevant or obsolete very, very, very quickly.
That's true. Even within a couple of years in certain areas, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Things are always changing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is Portfolio Career. Is it the career of the future? Speaking to executive coach and career coach Raju Venkataraman. We're going to talk more with Raju after the break here on Money FM 89.3.